Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Welcome everyone to Quantum Awakening Wave. I am so happy to join you today for yet another episode of our live show. So first of all, I just would love to speak with you about the schedule because it is at 5 p.m. Pacific, but as you might know, I actually live in New Zealand, and after all the daylight savings that have been happening in New Zealand and recently in the United States, no Quantum Awakening Wave happens today at a time which is not of the highest convenience for me. So I wanted to let you know from next week, Quantum Awakening Wave Live will be happening 2 hours earlier, which will be at 3 p.m. Pacific time. If you are in New Zealand like me, it will be at 12 p.m. And if you are in Australia, it will be at 10 a.m. on Mondays. Thank you very much for your understanding, because I need to manage, you know, my time, my energy, but also my children who are with me on Mondays. And so therefore, I try to serve everyone at the highest. And you know that if you cannot make it live at the new time next week, which will be 3 p.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. New Zealand time, then the replay is available, of course, on YouTube and quickly posted on my podcast as well. So I thank everyone who is watching live now. Please say hi in the comments so I can feel you even more in the field. Thank you as well for everyone joining on the replay here on YouTube and also on the podcast. Today, I will continue with talking about the codes that are shared as part of fractal dynamic system and the codex of awakening trauma codes, meaning that we're going to go deep today in one of these specific dynamic that happens to all of us as we awake more and more to not only the truth of our own divinity, but also to what is happening out there in the low 3D matrix system and with different templates of enslavement happening in humanity. And let's face it, it is not always very pretty. I'm sharing all of this to help all of you remember how powerful you are, to allow you to find space in your life to go deep within yourself, to find all the inner resources that are already present. Because these transmissions are channeled from a very high frequency as I co-create with my High Council, connecting with source frequency, with God frequency, sharing these messages with you today. So these messages come from, you know, the highest source of all, and it is simply me as a channel co-creating with my High Council that becomes the voice of the divine. So often when I share this, it's just a side note, often when I share messages like this, I can hear my human, you know, the human that I am, going like, oh my God, this is so awesome, this is so wise, I love this. And I can take mental notes, so I have a piece of paper here, because afterwards, I'm like you, you know, I need to apply all of this. So it's not because I channel this that I am this perfect enlightened master. No, 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 no. I'm on the way, as all of you are. And my soul is already enlightened. My soul is already there, as your soul is already also a master of light, you know, enlightened. But the human is kind of catching up to that understanding. And Quantum Awakening Wave is really here to serve us all, like me included, because we rise together. We often say that together we rise. We rise together. And it really means that The ascension process happening in humanity happens because we join forces. We say no to the separation template that has been plaguing humanity for eons. And instead, we work as consciously and as possible on creating from the unified field, transcending separation, healing trauma, connecting with like-minded people, with soul family, and with more humans, even though we might think that these people are very different from me. We don't have much in common. Quantum Awakening Wave is here to say you have way more in common than you think you do. We are all light of God. We all want the best for our family. We all crave more love in our life, deeper levels of connection, having more abundance to experience the true freedom of being a liberated sovereign being in this reality. So we share so much. We share what's really important, our intentions. We want the world to be a better place for everyone. Not just for ourselves, for our family, but for everyone, because we know that other human beings deserve peace, deserve happiness. We might not know how to get there. We might think it's impossible even. It does not matter. With Quantum Awakening Wave, we continue tuning in to the portal of our heart and saying, my heart knows the way. And inside of me, I know that it is possible to anchor a new golden age of miracle. I know that it is possible for us all to rise to a new level together, to be able to bring peace, to anchor light on our planet. So I am here for that, to be a channel of light and of these beautiful messages that flow through me as the body of work of Fractal Dynamic System and this specific codex of Trauma Awakening Codes. And today, we would love to talk about something that's really interesting and that came to us as we were first downloading this codex in Mexico. As I was having my amazing first VIP day with my new mentor, Marga Valverde. She is so inspiring. She's exceptional. I'm not her private student, and she is a strategist, business mentor, but she's also a channel. She's an extraordinary channel, and she is able to help us, to help me, to help all her clients and students to really tap into the uniqueness, to connect to the purpose and mission with such level of precision that new codexes can be birthed to life. So as I was co-creating this first VIP day, as me being her VIP, when I was in Mexico, all of these codex came to life. So I just wanted to give Marga a shout out and say thank you so much. I so appreciate your help, you know, to help me, you know, end the Golden Age spiritual ministry, because Marga is very connected to the Golden Age spiritual ministry. She's also one of my students in Iria School of Channeling. So we receive a lot of quotes from one another. And what recently came, as you know, like we were co-creating, is that this is the new way of connecting with people. It is being able to share such high level of codes, of frequencies with other beings that frequency is the new currency. And we could see both of us, I can see very clearly, as well as other friends of mine that are also channels and that can tap into future timelines, that in the future, the currency will be of frequency. It's not going to be money. It's not going to be blockchains. It's not going to be cryptocurrency. It is going to be frequency. And we will be able to exchange things, gifts, you know, like products and services through frequencies. So this is what I'm activating with some people already. And maybe you're also doing that without realizing. Oh, it's so nice to see you here, Lisa. Oh, thank you so much. I love this. I'm just going to show this. Thank you. We met in Sedona, and thank you for your kind words. I still miss Sedona, to be honest. I love, you know, feeling into the vortex of Sedona and, oh, like the red rock and all beautiful, graded, powerful vortexes. And I cannot wait to go back next year, as next year I will also be in Sedona for the fall equinox. Again, I've been invited to be one of the channelers, presenters at the Sedona Transcendence Retreat. So if you want to meet me in person and experience amazing, amazing transmissions from me and my High Council, as well as many other amazing channelers and spiritual teachers, I would love for you to join so we can hang out in Sedona. So this episode today is brought to you by the Codex of Fractal Dynamic System, and it is also sitting in the energetic blueprint of Iria School of Channeling, and more specifically one of its pillars. So Iria School of Channeling, as you might know, is a one-year certification program to anchor light leaders, mission souls, in their own vortex so they can become extraordinary at channeling their own specific body of work and serve their clients and students at the highest. As an example, Marga, who's a business mentor, a strategist, is in Iria because she knows very well that the way of the future for mission soul, no matter the template that you are in, you can be a healer, you can be someone who practices plant medicine as a facilitator, a Reiki practitioner, but you can also be a business mentor, a divine feminine embodiment facilitator. You can also be a lawyer. You can be someone who works in more like 9-to-5 job, I would say, but you can also know that your consciousness has reached a level when you are ready to change things within the system. And this is why so many light workers, light leaders, light warriors, I even want to say, have been placed in 9-to-5 jobs and are now awakening. And this is not about leaving the 3D matrix system at all costs, because it is not spiritual to be there. Every spiritual person needs to have a spiritual business doing channeling or healing, whatever. No. Some people are really meant to be staying within the system to upgrade it from within. And so within Iria, this is what we work on doing. We work on refining our connection, not only to our soul, so we can channel our multidimensional soul, but we can also channel our High Council of Light, which is a very advanced council of light workers, star races, ascended masters, dragons, present here to help shift the grades of the planet so we can activate the new golden age. So many people are actually awakening in these different structures right now. So we need leaders. We need people that show up and that say, I can guide you. I can help you during your awakening process, because I've been going through that and I know it is challenging. This is why Quantum Awakening Waves were birthed. It is to help everyone on their path, no matter how long you have been on the spiritual path for. Things are shifting so fast right now that we all need support from one another. So it's my great pleasure, really, to be here for you today. Yes, Harmony. Yeah, it would be amazing if you could make it to the retreat in Sedona next year. Save the dates. It's on the 21st of September, so it is the autumn equinox. Tickets are not for sales yet. They go for sale 6 months in advance, but you can already save the date and plan your trip in Sedona. And I will be there, hopefully with also my children, which would be amazing. Let's all take 3D breaths together to fully anchor into the field of this transmission today. So I would love to invite you to exhale deeply, to inhale and pause, inhale and pause, all the way to the crown of the head, then open your mouth and exhale. Inhale, inhale, and exhale. And one more time, inhale. Inhale all the way to the crown of the head, pause on top of the inhale. And open your mouth and exhale. My dear friends, my dear family of light, today I will talk to you about a specific structure that is part of the architecture of this reality, and really it is very clever. I have to say I have a lot of wow feelings about the way the matrix of enslavement is programmed and built, because it is really advanced engineering there. And today I would like to talk about one specific technology that exists in the enslavement matrix systems, and that we all have, we all meet, and we all have to pierce through. Because if we don't, we will never be free. We will never be abundant. We will never be a leader. We will never be sovereign, ever. And that sounds extreme, but we are here to say things as they are. If we don't dismantle this very advanced toxic technology, we will continue living as a slave in misery and in fear. Why? Because this technology is called the dome of fears. Ooh, ripples down the spine as I say this. We are not afraid of talking about this, because I am a sovereign divine being of the light, and this technology no longer has effects on me. I have been able to dismantle the dome of fears through continuous conscious choices. So the more we reclaim our sovereignty, the more we live as a free being, the less the dome of fear technology has an impact over us. Because the dome of fear only exists because we unconsciously and unwillingly activate it and accept it in our everyday life. So here is how it works. For people listening on the podcast, I will describe as I draw on my little whiteboard, and know that you can always check YouTube later if you want to have the full visual. So again, a little in a stick person. Through the stick person, I draw a gigantic column of light running vertically. And we have on the top here for today, we have the oversoul network. Some people call it the higher self. And so as we live as a free being, ideally, this is the architecture that we have. We have also, of course, our energetic protection around it. And so the column of ascension connects us to our oversoul network, to source frequency, and below to the heart womb of Mother Gaia. As a sovereign divine being, we have direct access to the information present within our oversoul network, which, remember, is also present within your crystalline divine genome. So as above, so below, as within, so without. So everything that is present within the field of your oversoul network is also present inside of yourself, and reciprocally, this I'm not sure about that word, because I think it could be like a French word that I try to, you know, make it sound like English. Anyway, the dome of fear is a technology that exists to start with as a blueprint of physicality in planet Earth, on planet Earth. So to start with, the dome of fear is simply the manifestation projected by the reptilian brain. And the reptilian brain is there for a very good reason. It is because we need to survive the dangers of planet Earth. If we did not have the reptilian brain to start with, we would be extinct as a species. Okay, that's as simple as that. So the reptilian brain is not negative. Only over time, it has been distorted and used for enslavement purposes. So here, I just want to also, they say yes, because I had like a little bit, should we talk about this now? But they say yes, it's important. Some of my students in my school of channeling brought up that they were really, you know, not okay with connecting with reptilian frequency. And we want to say that not all reptilians are bad reptilians. It's like we can't be racist towards any star races. It's like some have ascended, some are actually really good. They have helped humanity survive and progress as a species. And then you also have a lot of bad ones that have just, you know, chosen the other side of the fence to be more part of the contrast. This contrast, this enslavement, these wars, all of that only exists until sixth frequency, the sixth dimension. Above that, it no longer is. So the frequency of contrast is only present because it is part of the architecture of this current reality. The sixth dimension is the architect dimension. So they have created that because humanity needs to ascend. Humanity needs to grow. And unfortunately, humanity was not doing that on its own. So forces of contrast were called. And this has taken like the proportion that we know today where horrible things happen and we no longer want it. So basically humanity for a long time now has decided to say no to that. And now that the tipping point has been reached, the acceleration of the shift in timelines can happen and is happening. So the dome of fear to start with was very much like the caveman. I want to be in my cave to be safe. So the dome of fear is created. So I want you to imagine that around the energetic field of the person, you have literally a dome all the way around, and it goes like this. So what happens, because it's present there, it is going to diminish the amount of light that we receive from our oversoul network. So let's say to start with, we have like a very wide pillar of light flowing from the oversoul network, because the oversoul network really wants to pay attention to the incarnation of us on planet Earth. But it's going to meet up the dome of fear. What the dome of fears is going to do is that it is going to repulse, reject, dissolve, dismantle a lot of these connections, so only just a little bit can flow through. We always have a connection to our oversoul network. If we did not, we would be dead. That's what happens when the oversoul networks no longer want to have this current incarnation on planet Earth, because the oversoul network has learned what it needed to learn on planet Earth. The connection gets dismantled. Like it's like poof, we stop projecting. No need for a body any longer. Okay. So you do have always a connection with your oversoul network, only it's kind of small. So when we awaken, the oversoul networks turn the volume up of this connection. The crystalline divine genome is also turning the volume up. So we have this kind of like very strong activation from above and below, from within and without, of I want to open, I want to receive more of me. But then the dome of fear is present. And what happens is that when our consciousness increases, we witness and see the dome of fear way more than we were unconscious. So we think there are more scary things out there. We might think that it is getting worse, but actually that is not the case. It is simply the awareness of there is present. They say it's like a very easy metaphor. Let's say I have this jersey like I'm wearing now, and I have this huge stain into my back. Like I did not realize, but poof, I don't know, I splashed some mud or cacao on my bag and I did not realize. And I just continue like going out and about the whole day. It's always been there, only I didn't know. But then all of a sudden I take it out at night and I realize it's there. And I'm like, oh my goodness, it was there all along. I did not know. How embarrassing. All the people that saw me like this, I'm such a pig. Projection, guilt, shame, regret, judgment. It is very similar to the frequency of awakening and then connecting more with this dome of fear. Because why? The awakening is the opening up of consciousness. So we see things, we feel things, we hear things to an extent that was not present before. And this awakening is dictated, commanded, programmed by our infinite soul. We cannot reverse it. Or if we reverse it, if we try to reverse it, we'll be sick, we'll be unwell, it's going to be really challenging, which is what a lot of people experience. They try to unsee, to unknow. But we can unknow things. Once we know something, it's there. And it is sometimes traumatizing to a level that we develop anxiety, we develop depression, we develop all of these emotions and this exacerbation of trauma that was present there to start with, but it was really easy to push down. So this technology of the dome of fear exists because within ourselves, it means within our DNA, we carry codes from our ancestors, as well as our past lives and our inner child. So it is present within us. So this low fractal reflection frequency, it's like we have a certain degree of variability within our fractal. So sometimes we vibrate very high, sometimes we don't vibrate so high, we vibrate lower. So these lower frequencies, they come from that, from past lives, inner child, ancestors' trauma that we still carry, and that we are here to heal and alchemize. So because of the law of quantum resonance, which Abraham Hicks talks about, law of attraction, we talk about quantum resonance in our language. It means that this density is already present within you. So it attracts frequencies of a similar frequency. Therefore, it continuously keeps on activating and calling the technology of the dome of fear, which is very happy to be present in your field, because this technology is technology created and engineered by not very nice forces that are here to keep the person enslaved. So it's literally, you can imagine that you have a dome around you everywhere. So it's everything that you receive in terms of information is filtered by that dome instead of being filtered by your light body, by your electromagnetic protection. So it means that it's going to be way easier for you to receive low frequency information than high frequency information, because this domosphere is present. So it is literally magnetizing in your field terrifying news, terrifying experiences. So it means that your mind is going to resonate more with templates of fear than it is going to resonate with templates of freedom and abundance. Let's say, for example, you meet a divine sovereign human who is literally living her blueprint in this reality. That human is so embodied in her unique blueprint that she's extremely wealthy. She travels the world, she has a family, she's completely not engaged in the law matrix system, and so on. So very few people will have the ability to align to such level of freedom into saying, great, you know, like, she's amazing, she's so inspiring on low levels. Most people will receive this frequency of this sovereign free being through the dome of fears and programs present within the subconscious, so our shadows. And so what happens is that it creates all of this distortion, like, that we know, you know, like, so selfish, having all of this money, not redistributing, creating an all-for-profit and giving it all away. Like, how can she travel like this? Of course, you know, she must have rich parents or whatever. And so all of that is actually amplified by the technology of the Dome of Fear. So what the Dome of Fear does is that it is going to filter the information that you receive. So it is going to activate more of your own trauma that you carry from ancestors, past lives, and inner child, and amplify them. So instead of seeing the inspirational freedom and abundance of another human being who is mastering the fucking game of, you know, ascension, we are going to see distortions after distortions after distortion. This is how the matrix systems keeps us enslaved. Because if the domosphere was no present, we would see that sovereign divine being living her freedom lifestyle as inspirational, as activating also freedom, abundance in our field. Not that we need to do the same thing. It's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that we know that within ourselves, we also have the capacity to free ourselves fully, to do whatever we want to be doing in this reality. So this technology is so advanced that we hardly witness it, hardly see it. So how do we go about it? Let me tune in to perceive here a little bit where, because there are obviously different places that we can take you now. First, I say read the comments. Yay, it's nice to see you. Oh, amazing that your birthday is around the equinox. Oh, thank you, Trudy. So nice to see you. Trudy was here in my Wellington event yesterday. I did some channeling in person for some years. It was epic. Thank you for being there, Trudy. Can't wait for the next one. And as we continue for this journey, they say, they want me to remind you that this codex is not only part of fractal dynamic system, trauma awakening codex, but it is also part of Iria School of Channeling and this particular pillar of courageous leadership of the Dragon Warrior Codex. Because they say, they actually want me to share some code about the Dragon Warrior Codex, which is my next 2-day event happening live. So it's 6 hours a day. And we're going to travel and co-create with Dragon Warrior energy, which is a very specific dragon frequency. This Dragon Warrior energy is here for anyone who is ready to step into higher level of leadership with courage from heart center place. So if you are a mission soul, if you know that you are here to help other people, but also that you are here to enter more self-leadership, sovereignty, co-creation with dragons. If you feel very called to dragon energy, this event might be for you. It will be happening in 2 weeks on the 29th and 30th of November. And you can sign up. So I will post a link here. You can also visit my website, sandrines.com, to have all information about the Dragon Warrior Codex, so you can sign up and join us. All the students of Iria will be there because it is an integral part of that codex. So Iria School of Channeling is opening its doors just for that 2 days to welcome every leader ready to increase their service on this planet. And they say it's important to tell you this, because to dismantle the Dome of Fear, we have dragon energy. And the dragon energy is one of the most potent energy we can ever co-create with and embody. Because dragons are divine sovereign beings that are so activated in their unique blueprint that nothing can stand in their way. So when we activate the dragon energy and embody it, we see a dome of fear. Phew! That dome of fear is not going to last a second. Impossible. Because the frequency is so different. The frequency of the dragon is so high that fears, limitations, low matrix programming, enslaver matrix programming, it's like being brushed with the breath of fire. Poof! You go away. How do we go about that? Join the Dragon Warrior Codex, of course, to go really deep into all of that. But for today, to co-create with the dragon energy and to handle this dome of fear, we would love to invite you to just have like a shared experience together. So just take a moment to breathe, to feel fully anchored in your column of ascension. Feel your electromagnetic field all the way to your light body and really feel deeply connected to the earth, your heart, the oversoul network, and source consciousness. Then we would love to invite you to ask to perceive the dome of fear around you. And some of you will feel quite close to their body. If it's very active, it might be there. For some of you, it will be further in the distance. You will feel it. And as we feel it, we might have the sensation of being claustrophobic, a bit of anxiety there, or maybe rage because we want to burn it down. So when that happens, when you feel it, really tune into that energy. This dome of fears is what makes you afraid of things. What makes you a victim of the Matrix? Made you a victim of supposedly bad aliens, victims of supposedly bad things. Because the truth is, as a sovereign divine being, nothing can happen to you that you don't give permission to. Everything else is distortion of the mind, control. Sorry, my dog is barking. It's okay. Shh. We are here. It's okay. So we want you to really feel this dome of fear and the frequency of it, and then to connect back to your heart and to call in the dragon energy and call dragon warrior energy. Just simply ask and request to be fully connected to dragon warrior energy. Feel and visualize powerful dragons of light around you, but mostly feel that your heart becomes so big that it becomes like the heart of a dragon, so that the size could be the size of your entire physical body, even bigger than that. And then perceive that you have gigantic wings. Perceive your energy as big as the body of a dragon. Perceive your skin transforming into dragon scales and feel your belly. In this belly, there is a roaring fire, an energy, a power that you might actually feel afraid of. And being afraid of your own power also shows a lack of connection with your sovereign divine blueprint. Because you are powerful beyond measure. So if you are afraid of your own power, you really need to do the work to free that, to free yourself from that crippling fear. Because if you are afraid of your own power, how can you manifest anything in life? Not gonna happen. So connect to your inner power and breathe into that. Breathe into the fire of the dragon residing in your belly, and feel your ability to roar like a dragon. It's like, and then the fire comes out and dismantles everything and anything that isn't aligned to the truth of your own divinity. Burn that down. So now feel that the fire of your breath burns down this dome of fear, and you can feel that the dome of fear is literally like a technology, and it goes like bloop, 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 and then poof, it explodes and it becomes shattered in 1,000 pieces. And so what happens after that is that the energy that you receive from your oversoul network and that your crystalline divine genome is calling to connect with all of a sudden your pillar of light becomes gigantic. There is an explosion of light and you can really feel the crown of the head opening up so you can receive more of you. This is what you can practice. This is powerful quantum work, guys. Extremely powerful, because remember that when you feel it, it makes it real. It exists. It is present. Okay? So we really want you to connect to your dragon power, your dragon energy, and the dragons you actually co-create with in this reality, and to call them in, because no, we are going to enter a year of dragons, you know, with Chinese astrology, but they are already present. And they are actually living creatures that have been sleeping within the earth realms, for some of them in the water, some of them in other realms. Andromeda, full of dragons. Sirius, also dragons. So many realms have dragons. Also seraphims of the lights, birds of reality, so many different kinds of dragons. You know, many of them are coming back. They are coming back and they are showing themselves in ethereal forms. To start with, we can see their movements in the sky, in the clouds. We can perceive them. This morning, I took a friend who is in Wellington for a few days and she said, the only thing I really want to do is to go to Dragon Point. So I took her to Dragon Point and connected with the dragons there. We feel their energy. So the dome of fear is continuously trying to reactivate. And you know that the dome of fear is very present if you are crippled by fears. And again, these fears are present within you already as you carry them from ancestors' timeline, past lives, inner child. And they are what connects to the technology of the dome of fear. So the dome of fear is present and you receive a lot less support from your own sovereign divinity to be able to dismantle that technology. So the dragons is the being. Dragons are the beings to co-create with when it comes to dismantling the dome of fear, because everything else is just like, just a drop in the ocean, we would say. Thank you very much for sharing this, Harmony. During your soul alignment class, during meditation where we connect with the earth crystal, I felt huge dragon energy. I was the dragon. Yes! I love this harmony. This is amazing. Yes, so many of us really connect powerfully with the dragon energy, and it is there to serve us because they are sovereign divine beings, birthers of reality, warriors of light. This is why we're going to talk more and more about them, and it is why the first, very first event of Iria School of Channeling is Dragon Warrior. So the Dragon Warrior Codex is there if you want to activate it. Okay, if you want to join. So what we would love to invite you to do today is to keep on tuning in, to feel this dome of fear and to feel how crippled by fears you might be, to write them down. Because when we wake up, what happens is that we wake up to the fact that there are many different dimensions, that there are many other beings, you know, living in actually around us in non-physical forms, that we live in a world where actually the deep state, hidden societies are ruling, are pulling the reins, you know, that we are just like puppets, that we actually have no clue what's going on. We also wake up to our own power. And trust me, I work with a lot of people that are actually stuck because they don't know how to handle their own power. So part of the work that I do is to reactivate you. It's like to shake you. It's like, for goodness sake, if you cannot handle your own power, stop moaning about life and how you cannot manifest and how you cannot do this and how you don't know what your purpose. Learn to handle your own power. Learn to work with sacred rage. Learn to go in the depths of your shadows, because you are unbreakable, you are unshakable, you are infinite, you are multidimensional. Why do you think you can be enslaved, for goodness sake? I have dismantled the dome of fear because no one can enslave me. No one. Literally, I have now created a non-for-profit. I'm reclaiming more and more of my sovereignty. If I see something or someone trying to kind of, you know, take me down and and criticize me and judge me and put my integrity into question, I'm gonna fucking roar like a dragon. How dare you try to touch the truth of my voice, of my divinity? I was born to birth a new reality. Of course, it's gonna be annoying for many people who don't like it, who don't want it, who don't know how to tap into their own power. So when we witness someone who is embodying their power, who's like, oh, she's so intense. You know, who does she think she is? She thinks she's better. Projection, judgment. Let's stop this. I don't want anyone to use any of their precious energy to criticize and put other people down. We've done this for thousands of years. Look at where it led us. The Dome of Fear technology is also creating more separation templates in your field. Think that you need to be afraid of the power of other people. And it is dangerous. It is inconvenient. Be crazy. Like, the Dome of Fear also creates all of these distortions around connection. I could not possibly be friends with such a person. You know, sometimes I thought like that in the past. You know, that person is so cool. The person is so intelligent, advanced, whatever, like rich, wealthy. I could not possibly be in the field of that person. All of that, the Dome of Fear technology amplifies. So instead of being like a simple programming that it is easily dismantled, it becomes a proper, like it's like an octopus that has tentacles and that amplifies everything. And it accesses your nervous system, it accesses your dream states, it accesses your visuals. So everything becomes a confirmation that if you step into your power, it's going to be really dangerous. Fear of being seen and heard is amplified. Fears of criticism is amplified. Fears of poverty is amplified. The Dome of Fear is excellent at saying if you don't have X amount of money on your bank account, you cannot travel, you cannot spend, you are not free, you are not abundant. Who fucking cares? Who said that ever? Saving for a rainy day. What kind of program is that? There is no rainy day, you know? There is only the truth of the moment. You understand what I mean, though? It's like when we have an abundant feel, the savings rainy day becomes the well of freedom and pleasure and abundance. So it is there to give us freedom, abundance, and pleasure where, when we need to. So instead of being like the rainy days are present, it is there. Let's have more pleasure. Let's have more abundance instead of like, oh, I have to tap into my savings because I didn't earn enough this month. It's like, thank God I have this beautiful abundance. Thank you past me. So this is how we handle also like savings account and being an intelligent human. So the Dome of Fear is a technology that is going to make you see every template of life as dangerous, as narrowed, as, you know, problematic, as the more you age, the less freedom you have in that template as well, you know. The more you age, the more money you need to have as a savings, you know, the less you're going to be a healthy, the less freedom you're going to have. Yes, maybe you're going to have a retirement and finally utility. But you know, like it's like really well programmed into keeping you enslaved for a very long time. And this Dome of Fear is being amplified at the moment because when we wake up and we witness what's happening around there, it is so terrifying that we actually, without knowing, we actually amplify the frequency of the Dome of Fear, making it even more palpable. And we can be paralyzed with fear. So this is why the Dome of Fear is part of the Codex of Trauma Awakening, what we share. It is because you're going to have more fears about global warming, about, you know, like you know, having cosmic surgery on alien ships, about, you know, like aliens coming to planet Earth, about the deep state and the way they control us, like all of these fears get amplified. And it is simply because now you are aware that it is present. It is like right in our face. We cannot ignore it any longer. So to us, honestly, the best way to dismantle that is to activate dragon wire power. Because it means that your power is so big that it dismantles that dome of fear, like shatter, like that, you know? Because when you connect to the Dragon Warrior Codex, what happens is that you know your true power and you are unafraid of it to start with. And you are unafraid of being seen and heard as Dragon Warrior Coded. Not everyone is coded with dragon frequency, you know? Leaders are, like new earth leaders are. So if you know that you are here to lead the way, to be part of the awakening process, to be part of the ascension journey of humanity, chances are that you are dragon coded as well. Means that you have blueprints or dragons within you. So learn to activate that. Learn to activate your dragon heart, your dragon-like body, to co-create with dragons. Learn to not only connect with them externally, but to be that internally. Because nothing can stand in the way of a dragon of light who's moving on purpose. So this is what we wanted to share with you today, that you are so sovereign, so free, so powerful, so abundant, that this freaking technology of the Dome of Fear will not stand in your way. It will not be able to stand in your way because your frequency, as you say yes to living from love, as you say yes to seeing your light and shining it unapologetically with great level of compassion and humility, as you say yes to being more of you, this Dome of Fear will really literally have no way of staying because it will not resonate with your frequency any longer. And because this is law, you know, law of attraction, law of quantum resonance, it will not be able to meet up because you will be vibrated at such high level of frequency that the Dome of Fear will be like, yeah, I can connect to this divine sovereign being. Technology does not work, cannot be implemented in your field. Then what you will be dealing with is much greater ease of accessing programs, limitations still present with you. You know, I have dismantled the Dome of Fears. It doesn't mean that I am completely healed, that I have, you know, healed and alchemized all of the trauma that has been present in this life and past life and ancestors' timeline. It does not mean that I have all of my shit together, that, you know, like, no. It just means that it is way easier to quickly pick up on some distortion inside of me and on alchemizing it using fractal dynamic system, using my heart portal. Because it is not amplified, because the octopus frequency of the Dome of Fear is no longer present. So it is much easier to track and alchemize whatever is arising in terms of limitations and fears. So it is dismantled through the activation of my dragon power and energy. So we thank you very much for watching today. We hope that you enjoyed this transmission live or on the replay. Please like, share, comment on this episode so we can have more of you join the tribe within the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. We would also love to invite you to join the Dragon Warrior Codex happening at the end of the month on the 20th and 30th of November. Me, my High Council, and the dragons will be so present. There will be a lot of coaching, a lot of channeled messages. It will be extremely empowering, but also deeply soothing for your nervous system, for your heart, for your humanity. We will be able to connect with an amazing tribe of like-minded people, my students from Iria School of Channeling, and more people like you that carry dragon codes within them. I would love to invite you to activate that now. to join the Dragon Warrior Codex now, because it means that you are going to enter the year 2024, which is the year of a dragon, as the embodiment of the Dragon Warrior frequency. Imagine what your life is going to be like in 2024 when you have come to this event and have had time to integrate before mid-January, when the year of the dragon really kicks off. I can tell you, you will be in a completely different reality. This is why we have chosen to activate this event now and to open the doors for you to join, because we need you to rise up to be a courageous, powerful leader, leading from the heart, with also kindness and compassion and patience, loving awareness. Not about is roaring. We're going to use also the fire as not only fire of destruction of the old, but fire of creation, of birthing new realities. The fire that leads the way, that you become such a bright beacon of light that you can be seen from far away in the distance, so more people can see you for who you truly are. So you increase your vortex, your impact on this planet. This is why we would love for you to join the Dragon Warrior Codex. So again, visit my website, sandrine.com, and I will see you there. I will also see you next week for another episode of Quantum Awakening Wave. Please remember that we're going to change the time. So just keep checking here on YouTube, the thumbnail, and also check your email, because many of you are already signed up to my newsletter. So you will receive the reminder happening. Thank you so much, Lisa. Thank you for all your wonderful frequencies and sharing your knowledge. Thank you. That's really kind of you to say. It's my pleasure. I absolutely love meeting you all. Remember as well that last week we held a free event called The Courage to Lead, which is now a free transmission. So if you did not receive that, receive it now, because it's part of the Dragon Warrior Codex. So you are going to receive Dragon Codes of Courage already in that transmission, and you can receive that as a replay. Again, visit my website, sandrine.com, to find the Courage to Lead masterclass, like global event, and you will be able to receive this code for free now. There was a powerful activation there as well. I send you lots of love, and I will see you next week. We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free, reclaim the power within.